Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Real Plans with Riri
and Coco,
and we are here on this Sunday evening. I know we're a little late today, but I think we're almost on time in Texas.
Yeah, well, over here we're before time, so
yeah, see, to be early is to be on time.
That's right.
That's the way it go. Man, I almost couldn't even finish chewing my little tortilla chip. Or as my friends say, tortilla chip.
Crunch, crunch.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, that salt, that cough sound pretty bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am on the horns of the Rona. So now I have long COVID. So I probably, I didn't have coronavirus more than probably most people. So, now I have long COVID, but it'll be okay.
You have wait, did you say long COVID?
Long, L-O-N-G.
Yeah, Dallas,
you made
that up.
I made that up.
You made that up.
I did not. That's what they call it because I keep, that's what my doctor said.
So you got long COVID because you keep getting it?
No, not because I keep getting it because some people only had it once and it's just a symptom of it.
Oh, okay. Wow. So what is it?
You have, difficulty breathing. You can have coughing or headaches or dizziness or any of the symptoms you have, but they could last much longer than what the actual diagnosis lasts. Most people, if you have COVID, it's like a 10-day period, time period that you have it. But any time after that, it's been, I don't know how long it's been, but since I had it a couple weeks, but I still have the cough. It's not as persistent as it was, but it's like today when I got on a plane, and, you start coughing, and you're like a child, you're like, when you was hiding from your mama because you didn't want cough syrup, but I do it. Now you have that, you try to cough inside because you don't want people to be like, oh, my gosh, she must have coronavirus. But then I look around, and I'm like, y'all don't even have on the mask, so do I even care how you feel about this?
The question is, did you wear a mask?
Of course.
Good.
So did. Yeah.
My wife actually has the cough right now.
Poor soul.
And even though I have a tickle in my throat, I do not have COVID. So
we're good.
Yeah,
good.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy for you. Yeah.
I'm starting to think I'm immune and I'm really loving that. And I'm just gonna stick with that. Okay.
That's fine. My hubby thought the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, you said thought as in past tense. Don't do that to me. I hear you.
Yeah.
Words may sing. So I know we're still early in July. What you got going on there?
So I started up my new July planner, my work, work life planner for, from Happy Planner.
Oh, that really cute, bougie one?
Yeah, it was kind of bougie.
It's bougie.
But
I like it.
I know, but I like it too. I just don't, the thing I don't like is because, I like the colors and the flowers and the little people, the dolls, but in this planner, it makes me feel like I shouldn't be putting that in there. So I didn't bring any of that with me. What I brought was some of my bougie Villa Beautiful stickers.
Oh, yeah. Those
are
definitely bougie.
And yeah.
To me, she needs a doll. Like Villa Beautiful, all the bougies, cloth and paper. Who else? No, Teak, even Quita. Like, they need a doll.
Quita got dolls.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've never looked at Quita for anything other than an insert.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Girl.
Oh.
Wait, let me be messy. Who do you think? So, girl, you can't believe it. You can't believe it. I got some indies. Okay, indies playing the street, right?
All right, let's get it.
Okay, so the first thing is, so being a smart woman, and I ordered, oh, wait, did you know I had this plan ahead, like a 75% percent sale?
Well, I found out about it after two of my friends had already ordered.
Okay, well.
You was one of those friends, so go ahead.
Okay, yes, I was one of them friends. Well, anyway, I'm still trying to convert wifey, so I'm like, oh, what about this recipe one? So I got it, she got it, and she was kind of disappointed because it didn't have, like, weekly meal planners, something for the month. And I was like, don't play with me. So I'm going to go to Quita and give her inserts.
Mm-hmm.
So my inserts was not immediate.
So that's digital? So you ordered some digital that you thought was going to be, like, instant, as like most of them.
When I order from ScrapCraftastic and I order from Telecreate and I order from Auto Spaces with digital art that I am starting to love, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was really taken aback that I had to send an email like, hey, where's my stuff? Then I get an email like, hey, thanks so much for being a customer. Here's your customer appreciation code, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes on down to the bottom of the email, and it's like, wait, let me read it, because I know I took a screenshot of you. I was thinking about y'all. Really sat there. I think that's what we should call them. What should we call the people who are, you know, team, real talk, real plans? Okay, well, I'm going to ask the people.
Yeah, let's ask the people what they think.
I think I like realist or real planners, you know, but it's kind of long. You know, everybody.
Or talkers.
Who?
Talkers.
Talkers. Yeah, talkers.
Because all of us are the ones who got the little thing at school. Oh, her grades are great, however. She needs to shut up.
That was me. I'm going to take a picture
me
of
too.
That for you. All of them was like, oh, if she could just stop talking and stay focused in class. Hot bearing is over.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, new shipping guarantee. Faster shipping. And it got like a little truck. And it's like zooming by. Then it got something else. You can see my eyes real bad. I'm getting old. Oh, it says our processing window is now 4 to 7 business days. You are spoke. Wait, let me cut in my voice. You all spoke and we listened. In addition to reducing our order processing window to 4 to 7 days, originally it was 5 to 10, we have also instituted the Fancy Plans code shipping guarantee. I bet you it's so chic. We guarantee to have your order processed and ready for shipment within 5 business days, or we'll give you a free $25 Fancy Plans code gift card. How chic is that?
That was amazing, first of all.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. I'm going to have to try it out now, because if this is true, I should get my 2023 stuff before 2024.
Listen, if you order now, it might even be there before you get home.
It might. It should. If you're like 10 minutes away from me. Well, that's really good.
Well,
so maybe people have been speaking up and saying, you know, hey, you know, the shipping is not that great. So, well, that's good. Then maybe I'll give it another chance.
I think that is always a good thing to give people.
Mm-hmm.
Most people.
Yeah.
Chances.
Well, this will be the third chance, but yeah, I'm gonna do it since she's acknowledged.
Yeah.
No, and the stuff is good. It's good quality when it comes.
Oh yeah, I like her inserts.
Her inserts are good quality when they come. So, no, it was nothing wrong. I'm just impatient. It's a me thing. I mean, it's just who I am. Some people could wait till December. Order today and wait till December. Not me. I order today. I want to go out to my mailbox and it's there. So I'm really instant gratification type person. But I do like her stuff. She's been sending me, I haven't seen you in a while type emails. Here's a coupon code. So I'm going to take her up on it. Yeah. I'm going to take her up on it. Yeah. And I'll report back to everyone here and let them know the day I order, the process and time, and when I got my ship to. Not when I got my ship to. Tracking number. When it actually started moving. Because this is not just a Quita thing. This is a lot of companies. You'll get the ship to, because I think too, in some of their defense, when they print it off, it automatically sends you, yes, it's connected. So now they print it off the packet, which starts the processing time, I'm thinking, and it doesn't move. And that stresses me out, because once I get a tracking number, I'm expecting Mr. USPS or UPS or FedEx, however it's coming, to get that package moving. So once the package gets on a move and it's delivered, I will let you all know. I will report back on how the new shipping is working out.
I can't wait. I would love to know.
Yeah, I'll probably order tomorrow, not tonight.
Okay. Man, I have been ordering, and I need to stop my shit. You hear me?
Yeah. Simmer down.
But I can say this. It is not from a lot of stuff that I already have. Like, I haven't ordered any dolls or anything like that. Everything I've ordered has been not icon related, but new functional. I needed a change. I didn't even order washi from a really big release from two people that I really, 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 I mean, Cookie had a big release, and some of it was so cute, and I didn't do it. I couldn't do it, and I should have done it. So,
yeah. And I think for me, and I think her stuff is super, super cute. So this is not a knock. Another brown skin girl doing her thing. But how much drip?
And
I have. And that's just me. I have some of it. I do. I ordered some in, like, the release that came back, May? I mean, I think we got it in May or something. So I did order from that. But I do know a lot of people, like, because a lot of people now are in the Planet Outlaws. They're, like, kind of addicted. Shout out to y'all. I know I miss them, too. I haven't been in there in a while, but I'm going to. So Tuesday, I'm going to start making a list like you so I can
don't
put it out.
Because
I'd be forgetting. Yeah. But anyway, I like that. I like that there are people who are loyal and that's their thing, because when you have a niche, you need people who are, like, drawn into it. So that's perfect. So that was not a knock. It was just a me thing. I'm just not a drip girl, but I did buy some of it, but now it's so pretty I don't want to use it, which is crazy. So
man,
maybe I should just order it all the time.
I mean, using it. I'm talking about using it.
I know you do.
Girl, because I got so much, and I'm just like, I refuse. I refuse to be a hoarder any longer with planner sets.
No, I know, and I'm not even a washi person, right? Remember last time I shipped all that stuff to my sister, the whole box.
If you're listening, let me get one or two or five.
Yeah. So, and then now I'm back up to the same amount of washi that I shipped to her in that box. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get it from the, yeah, I get it from Villa Beautiful. I bought the.
Listen.
Hmm.
The washi connoisseur, I promise you, of the washi you need to keep, Villa Beautiful is the one.
Oh, yeah, I keep them. Oh,
I know,
okay.
But I'm just saying, like, when you get ready to give them away again, because we're always on a constant de-stash, right? Like, every planner person I know is on a constant de-stash.
Oh, yeah.
Because we always buy something and we go gung-ho because this is what we're going to do, and then we get it and we're like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work. Okay, next. And then we move on. So we're constantly always in a de-stash. So when you think about what you're going to give away next, if it's a lot of Villa Beautiful, I would keep those because most of our shit is abstract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I can put this abstract with a simple one from Simply Gilded, put a little piece here, a little plaid here, boom, 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 and you're done. You don't have to have a lot of it. It just needs a pop or some, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to start using it now, so because it is, it's like fancy. It's what we called it, bougie. Yeah, a little bougietto. And I can use that in my now work life planner. And so anyway, I brought a kit with me to work on that while I'm here for the next few days or whatever. But since we're talking about Villa Beautiful, and I'm loyal. Okay, I'm loyal to Villa Beautiful. Me and one of my other girlfriends, I'm not going to say her name because I know a lot of people in the group listen here, but, you know, if she wants to say something on Tell Me, the next time I will. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Shameless plug. She is more than welcome to send the email to RealTalk with Riri at gmail.com.
Cool.
Your girlfriend, if she wanted you to say something else. Or she can call in.
Oh, yeah. She can call in. 515-602-9680. But so every week she and I, because now I think, like, since we went back to work, there's some situation at her job with security and stuff like that, that they can't be on their phones and have, like, different electronics out all day. She works with almost the government or something, I think. But anyway, so I will, you know, message her or text her and be like, hey, Villa Beautiful sale went live, or she'll do the same for me. And we don't talk all the time, and it's been a while since we had, like, really direct communication anyway, but every week one of us will message the other one. That's kind of our thing. At any rate,
I love that.
My question, because we both are super shoppers, that's the problem. When you get down to it, that's the problem. But I love Villa Beautiful stuff. And I mean, I have all those pins, the 1.0, not she came out with the 2.0, the same pin, just a little different. I still buy them, all of them, or most of them are still in the packs they come in. And I like to order every week, but some people feel like they're being nickeled and dimed by planner shops, and that being one of them. Again, this is not a knock against them because love, love, love her pins and her kits. One of them, pretty recent, was not so great, but.
Yeah, I was about to talk. Let me go there first. I was not really happy with the last kit and pen.
Mm, Solstice.
Yes, it looked cheap.
It did. It did not, to me, stand up to what you're used to getting. Did not stop me from buying the next one. Okay.
What's the next one?
I'll look it up and tell you in a second. It's on her. I ordered it. I think you ordered it too. You need to check. But at any rate, it did. It didn't give, like, if I sat that next to her other one, no one would think this is hers. The next one is Oceania or something like that.
Yeah, I probably skipped it.
And then because of how you felt about the last one. And after a while, you do.
And I'm doing mermaid. right now. Like, I did Mermaid last week. So I don't think I need much more water, you know?
Yeah.
Hell, by the time you get it, I'll be back at work.
Yeah. So anyway, Solstice just didn't give. And I think the pin, too, the pin was kind of like, it felt very AliExpress-ish. Now, I know that this is where they, all these places order all this stuff. Not necessarily AliExpress, but something similar. But it just gave that feel. But again, back to what we were saying. So some people feel like they're being nickel and dime because, like, every Thursday you have a release, and I didn't realize this, right? And now it's, like, just more often, and I don't know if just because of different holidays, and you know, she had the Juneteenth release, she had the women's.
That's her job, so.
Yeah, yeah.
She get paid every 2 weeks.
Right, exactly. But it's like, God, I'm paying this shipping every week.
That is what irritates me about it. Like, and they will very boldly say, no combined shipping. Like, we're supposed to even inquire about it. And that irritates me. And also, I mean, they put out the whole calendar. Like, hey, this is when you need to have your money ready. So I get it on one hand. It's like, oh, I should get my money ready. But on the other hand, it'd be like, bitch. Can you get my wallet a break?
Yeah. And then you have to look inside, right? You're like, well, listen, you don't have to.
You
know, right. But it's like, oh, no, I have to because God knows I can't miss out. I've got to have it. Now, most of my kids.
I deserve a pretty chance.
Exactly. And I most of the kids, I kid you not, if any of y'all are missing a kid and want a kid, and that you missed out on, you could probably message me, and I have a full kit. I'm not going to sell it to you. Let's be real clear. I'm not selling it to you, but
she got it.
I have it. Because I'm like, oh, my God. And I looked through that the other day, and I was like, Lizzie, you got to start using this stuff. So that's what I'm going to do with this work-life planner. I'm going to use Villa Beautiful there. So she'll be with me every day. I don't care how much I'm being nickel and dime, but people feel like we're being nickel and dime. But, and it's not just her shop. So she's not, you know, the poster child for that. A lot of them are that way. And it's, and like I said, it's fine because we keep shopping and buying from there. But I got to say this. Jane's Agenda is the truth, girl. That is like my new obsession, and it's my only sub box now. Well, because but I'm so okay. I'm going too fast. I'm ahead of myself.
Sub box right now.
I know because you said. But Jane's Agenda. I mean, I would say to you, I probably gift you one, and then you'll get hooked on it. That's what's going to happen.
You're more than welcome to gift me one. I might hug you or cuss you. I don't know. It's
either way. Either way, it's all in love.
Yeah.
But I do. I love it. And now, so what I did the other day, which it'll be there when I get home, I'm so excited, it's delivered on Wednesday, and I get home Wednesday night. I had a brand new setup for my mini HP size with all the inserts, the rings, the disc, everything. So I'm super excited about that. So that's my only sub-box subscription that comes automatically, and then I order, obviously, the Villa Beautiful ones
every month.
And the PMs every week.
A babe box. I bought myself a babe box as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wouldn't keep coming out of my account, but I did buy one.
Okay.
So, I don't remember. I didn't buy the next one. I didn't buy a celebration box. I bought one. I think it was like Back to the Basics or something. And you know, I'm just hoping that I got another B6 size yearly insert. Finally gone. Ooh, I should do a flip through of the whole thing, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should.
I bet that's going to be so cute. Okay.
I love a good flip through. Now,
I really want to like started making reels and stuff, and I just keep saying it and don't do it. I'm gonna write it down right now.
Yeah, I know, because I promised everybody here the, what you call it? The TikTok, too. And I know you don't do TikTok as a practice, but I can upload them and stuff and just to get, and a lot of people are there, and a lot of our followers and listeners are on TikTok.
Yeah,
and I think it'll give
figure out how to use it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. My grandkids can show us.
Right.
The 7-year-old was up making TikTok last night. But so that was the subscription. So you don't have any subscription boxes right now. I think I'm going to gift you a Jane's Agenda. Do you have a personal size?
No, I do not.
Right. Oh, you don't? Okay.
You know, I have still been really thinking about getting a half letter, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That I never ever got.
Yeah.
Probably won't ever get. Especially not from her. But let me tell you what I figured out.
Okay.
I figured out that my Stylage V, my V6 Stylage V, can fit in my Happy Planner Mini case. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking that maybe my next allergy will be an A5 allergy, so I can put it in that multi cover that I bought.
Oh, okay.
And that way I'll still get some use out of it. But if not, then I'll get a half letter one day for something, maybe for work.
Well, should I gift you a half letter? And then that'll...
Oh, it'll make me want to get it, huh?
It's so, her stuff is so pretty. It's so chic.
Oh, it's so chic.
Stop.
What?
Yes, it is. So I love her stuff. So that's my new obsession. You know, I had all the other sub boxes, and we had also paper, which I'm so sad that one is gone.
Me too. I went on her site and was just so disappointed. Like,
I know, and you know what? I really hope that her new venture is going well, because I really think she had a good, and I know that it got frustrating and everything, but, you know, like she's not open right now. She's not going to be back until August. I don't know. It makes me start to worry, because I don't want to see anybody not be successful, you know. So hopefully she's regrouping, and maybe she'll come back with another sub box, because I really miss my little pink envelope
month. I was looking, because I pulled some out to use for when we go on vacation.
Huh?
Babe's birthday is coming, and so that means a vacation for us. Kid free.
Okay.
And so, really excited to use those. What else about her? I went on there, and I went to go look for, you know, the same-sex couples, hoping that for Pride they'd be there, and they were not. And then, like you said, she closed down, so I really hope she does come back on. I need some more of my mini functionals. I really like the new size she released them in, like for those last few subscriptions. They were just so tiny, and they were so cute.
Oh, yeah. They were cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she'll be back bigger and better and stronger than ever. I really do hope so. She had a good thing with those dolls. But, again, like I said, I understand the frustration with the supply chain issues in the world and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that gets irritating. But you know what? I'm sure she had a really kind following. Because if they're not dragging, you know, million-dollar conferences, then I know they're not, you know, dragging a $35 subscription. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I picked up the shade.
Cool. What shade? No
that
shade.
She was putting down.
Realism.
Yeah.
So So I've been looking around, and I'm trying to find some stuff for our conference that we're going on. We are going to the Sugary Gal Shop conference. It is in November, and is it Orlando?
It's in Orlando, correct.
Yeah, yeah, Orlando, Florida. And it's in November. And so, of course, I'm seeing people are coming out with, like, countdown stickers and kits and stuff. And I want something to support it, but I don't quite know what I want. Have you got anything yet?
No, and that's what I was going to say also. It's just, no, I don't know what I'm looking for it to give, but it's not giving me what I need.
Yeah,
none of them, which is odd. It's so odd. But I don't know.
Hopefully it's some good stuff down there to buy, because I am saving for that and for Christmas at the same time. August is a great month to start saving.
Yeah.
After spending like a fool in July.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think the shops that are licensed for it now is the only ones that's going to be. So, I mean, I would like to have something, you know, from the conference, you know, like to do my little countdown and all of that, but I don't know. I don't want to say anything negative. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see as we get close. Do we still have the copycat conundrum going on?
Girl, is somebody always copying somebody? But like you said, I really kind of figured out that it's whoever they're getting their licensing from. And so what they're doing, when I did my deep dive big on this ADHD YouTube hyper-focused moment. These people are, like, licensing them the doll with a certain amount of colors or a certain type of
color.
And then they give the license of that same doll, but it's a different doll because they can only use these colors. So it's like, I'm going to draw this one for you. You can have it in green. I'm going to draw this one for you. You can have it in red. And only you will ever be able to put it in red because that's what your license is for. Oh, you can have a license for red pants and a white top. But you, my friend, can have a red top and white pants. The drawer, the illustrator, I'm more smarter than that, y'all. But the illustrator is telling them, you know, I'm giving you this unique product, which they are, but they license it to somebody else with a different thing, and that's how the illustrator makes their money. And so they make it, you're only licensed to sell 500 of this doll. And then when their license is up, they make it, give it to somebody else. Now you can sell red, and they can sell green.
Oh, my God. It's too much.
It is too much. I wish I knew how to draw, but I don't. Because I can make it kill.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
Okay, well, and that's how that works. I mean, I guess it just starts to go like, you know, I like you and your reels and your Instagram page and so I'm just going to just buy my stuff from you. So I just guess it's just where you find the connection.
What personality do you get the most? You know, I've been actually looking at other shops. Like I say, I got my PR code from shops that I know most of us in the Black planner community didn't know about. I mean, of course, everybody knows about Paper House Production. I talk about them. Use code Erica15 to save you some coins. But,
you're gonna do a better plug than that.
That was good. Paper House Production. Use code Erica15 to save.
Okay.
But plan your spoons, right? Did you know about playing songs before I found her?
No, I did not. Not before. Yeah, that was when we were doing the conference, right, or something like that. Yeah. That's where we met her, or you met her. I don't remember, but yeah,
no,
I didn't know.
Before that, but anyway, I never met her, you know.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw her one day in a group talking about applications, and I guess somebody tagged, and I was like, you going to do it? I think it was you. I was like, you going to do it? And you didn't do it, but I did, and I got told that. And so,
yes, you did.
But I've just been looking for different, you know, different. I don't mind a black-owned business at all. I just don't want all the black-owned businesses to be selling me the same exact stuff.
Yeah.
Give me something fresh. And I think that's why I kind of like going over to, you know, digital shops, because they are doing, you know, fresher things, because they don't have to worry about printing and cutting. They can just make it, and you can do what you want to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My only issue with that, in which I've not had this issue in a while, with the print, you print them yourself, is the way that they have them set up, because sometimes they don't print the right way, especially with the sizes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The sizes in front and back, but I've not had that problem in a long time.
Listen, that doggone Quita almost got a hug from me, because when you print her stuff front to back, it's already flipped. So you don't have to, like, print the evens and then print the odds.
Because I can't do that.
I can't either.
If it's going to be too much work for me, that's not happening.
Yeah, might as well just
I need it to be fun, you know?
Yeah. So, back to the originality thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just, you know,
it's
the same thing.
I know. But then it's just like, how much can it really change at this point? And then you have all the new shops popping up here and there, and like new people I see on Instagram. I'm like, what is this? And you're selling the same thing. So it's going to be harder for the other ones, the newer ones that are coming, because unless they, you know, got some serious flash or something to make you, to draw you to them. It's going to be
That once the shop finds its niche, you know, like, let's get plants. She not leaving space. She's going to have something in her shop for everybody. You don't want no face? Boom. We got no face with you. You want somebody with a face? Boom. We're right here. You want somebody that's a big girl, curvy season? Boom. Here you go. You want a skinny girl? Here I am. I mean, she has flowers, floral patterns on a sheet that are just for the holidays. Oh, but she has something that looks very patriotic, and she has something that looks subtly patriotic. I mean, she has so much. She has something for everybody, and I really like that model of not trying to do, you know, a whole lot of everything, but just a little bit of this and a little bit of that to see where your market is. And then that's the way you can figure out your niche. But I love the way she is with the holidays. Who else came out with a good St. Patrick's Day doll?
I can't think. God, this is horrible. I can't think of a girl's name. But anyway, sorry, I'll tell y'all next time.
The only person I can think of is Coco.
Coco's Vision?
Coco's Vision. In her book, she had a big booty Irish girl.
Is she the same one who had Sexy Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, for Easter? Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, so... Good dolls. Oh, well, we down for the last 3 minutes.
No.
How did that happen?
Okay, well, let me just ask one more question.
Go ahead, girl.
Are you involved in, like, Junk Journal July, One Book July, Christmas in July? Like, what are you doing?
Working. Yeah. No, literally work is getting in my way. And knock on wood, Jesus, I'm happy for my job, but I don't feel like I've been having a lot of fun and joining, like, different, what do you call them, challenges or whatever. Because there's one in our group, too, right? What was the gratification?
Oh, the writing prompts. Is anybody still journaling out there?
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. I want to do it, but I think August is going to be much better for me now that things are kind of settling down. And I'm going to join some of those because, you know, I bought the stuff. What is it called? Ephemera? What's the stuff that I bought? Oh, ephemera. Sorry. I bought all that stuff, and it's just sitting there. So I need,
to
do that.
I want to make a junk journal. So I said I was going to do it for July. I know I ain't going to do it July, but I can't start in August.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do that. Maybe like the first Sunday or so in August, you can come over or I can come over, whatever it is. We could be in the same space and we can do our podcast then and also start our junk journal.
Oh, that'd be cool. I think I'm gonna hop on live one day this week too. I wanna try something new. While we're in the house with the Roro.
Yeah, maybe you should do a live with part of the flip through or something. That would be good and interesting for me. Just make sure I'm available. Because I want to see it live, not recorded.
Okay. All right. Well,
I guess that wraps it up for Real Talk with Riri and
Coco.
And we are so excited that you joined us. Tell a friend. Don't forget to send us an email at realtalkwithriri@gmail.com. For all of your planner needs, planner gossip, you know, just want to be on the radio if you'll.
Planner questions.
Yeah. All right, and as always, peace is never the problem. It's beef. Wait, what is it? I forgot it.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Peace is only a problem when your plan is beef.
There you go. Good night, y'all. And have a great week.